The dog was buried alive. It wasn't just partially. She was in underground. I received a call before 5 yesterday afternoon. It was from our local dog warden here in the site. She rang to notify me of this incident happening. And I went to ring St. Elmo's Vets, where I knew the dog had been taken to. So the dog warden had reported to me that a member of the public had been walking in the Ballyarnet Park area, and he came across two men acting suspiciously. Getting closer to the two men, he realised what they were doing. He had seen them hit the dog several times over the head, which we later found out to be was a curbstone. So the dog had been hit several times over the head. They were using the curbstone to hold the dog into the ground to get the dog buried. Then they placed rocks on top of the dirt that was on top of the dog, so the dog couldn't obviously wrestle its way out of any dirt. Not to say it was in any fit state to try to wrestle its way out. Now, the member of the public did approach these two fellas, and they became threatening towards him. The member of the public didn't feel safe any longer, so he moved himself away from the situation, but he watched the area still until he knew that he was safe. And this member of the public went back over to the area that it happened in, and he began to dig the dog back out from in under the ground, and he got the dog out. He did contact the dog warden and make the dog warden aware, as whenever the dog warden contacted myself. So I went into auto mode, contacted St. Elmo's Vets, where the dog was taken to, and I explained to them that I was from Pet FBI and that I was more than willing to come and have the dog removed from their care into our own care and cover any medical expenses for any medical treatment that was needed to try to save this dog's life. I removed the dog from the vets and transported the dog to my own vet, where he examined Luna. On examining Luna, the injuries were very, very horrific, quite horrific injuries. She had suspected brain trauma. She had swelling to the brain, suspected broken ribs. She had several broken teeth, where we were trying to work out an age for Luna between me and him. And because of the condition of Luna's mouth, we couldn't even work out an age for Luna. And there was injuries probably that weren't seen visually, that won't be uncovered until there's a post-mortem done on Luna, until we see what the full extent of Luna's injuries are. Luna was covered also in other dog teeth marks. So Luna had, they were fresh wounds. So before this attack, Luna had been used as a bait dog or a fighting dog, and she had been bit in several different places. The abuse in Luna just didn't start either yesterday afternoon. Luna was skeletal. There was nothing to her. There was no weight. She was just skin and bones is the only way that you could describe Luna. So this abuse and neglect has been going on, and it started off with starvation. For her to get into this state that she was found in yesterday, it's been a very horrific attack on a dog. For Luna, Luna is an American bulldog. She's supposed to be a big, fat, healthy, strong dog, and this was not the Luna that I was with yesterday.
Vivian, this was a very extreme case of animal abuse that you had witnessed. What was that like for you and your team?
This has been quite traumatic and soul-destroying on us this morning. We have all, each and every one of us, has all gone through a different range of emotions today. We're going through spells where we're angry. We're going through spells where we just can't stop crying. You know, there's just so many different emotions today. I'm in rescue, you know, 18 months, and I know it's not a long time to be in rescue, but in those 18 months, I have seen quite a few numbers of animal welfare cases, and I have to say this has been the most traumatic, it's been the most barbaric act of cruelty that I have witnessed on any animal to date.
Vivian, thank you very much for that appeal.